Turn in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 31. If you get your Bible and crack it right in half, you'll probably be somewhere around the Psalms. The next book after Psalms is the book of Proverbs. Well, today's Mother's Day, and we want to express our heart to our mothers today. And I have a short message for you all concerning mothers. And in Proverbs chapter 31, verses 26 through 31, I want to read those, and then we will pray. It says this. This is Proverbs 31, verses 26 through 31. If you'd like to read the whole chapter, you can after the fact, where, of course, it talks about the beauty of a mother. But 26 through 31, I want to read now. It says this. And as I read these, think about your mother. It says, "She opens her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the teaching of kindness. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but you," and we're talking about all of you mothers that are here today, "but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates." Let's pray. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus that your word would speak into the hearts of mothers today, and not only into the hearts of our mothers, but even the hearts of the children towards their mothers. For every one of us here today had a mother, whether they're still alive or have passed on. Lord, we've all had a mother. And so we pray in Jesus' name that as we consider and as we contemplate and remember our mothers this day, we ask, Lord, that you would give us, every one of us, a heart for our mother. And we thank you for their diligence, their labor, their sacrifice. And we ask that you would bless them today in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen and amen. I want to speak with you quickly on the subject of the beauty of the Lord is reflected in our mothers. The beauty of the Lord is reflected in a mother. Amen. It's amazing how God, sometimes we begin to look at him in the masculine. Now, don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, but hear me. God is not a man that he should lie. God created man. And the Bible says when he created man in his image. But God, after he created man, said it's not good for man to be alone. So then he created woman. Someone said that when God brought Eve to Adam, that he came up with the word woman when he said he saw Eve before him. And he said, "Whoa, man." Amen. When God created the woman, he fashioned and formed her with his very hand to be the helpmeet, the helpmate of her husband. She is to complement her husband, and God has given her the blessing for those that desire to raise their family. The heart of the mother towards her children is a representation of the heart of God towards you and me. God has many different ways of expressing himself, and he can show himself in the manliness of a man and also in the beauty of a woman. And as I speak to you today, I want you to consider just a few thoughts. I borrowed this from a company known as the Skit. I haven't forgot the name of the thing. The Skit Guys. And they make a lot of videos, and we were looking at videos concerning Mother's Day and such, but there was something that really caught my attention, and so I thought, wow, that's excellent what they're bringing out. So I wanted to share it with you today. I don't want to claim it as my own, but I do definitely want to say that what they brought out is very important, and I'll, of course, add my own thoughts to it. But when we think about a mother and we look at who she is and what she has been in our lives, we can definitely see how a mother can represent the heart of God for his people. First of all, a mother clothes their children. She will do her best to keep her children clothed with the best kind of clothes that she can do. Back in the day when there weren't as many department stores like we have today, they would weave their own clothes to clothe their children. They would sew their own clothes, but today we take them to whatever kind of store we can. Amen? But we make sure that our children, or the wife, the mother, makes sure that her children are clothed. Secondly, a mother is always making sure that their children are fed. It's an amazing thing how a mother has a sixth sense. For those of you that have lived your life with a mother, or you are currently with your mother, or you're married to a mother, you know how a woman just has a sixth sense to know the need of her child. And she makes sure to make sure her child is fed. I can't tell you the number of times that I've seen my wife, without even really knowing that her children are hungry and she's ready to feed them. And I'm sure that's the case across the board. Her heart is in tune to her child. Another thing that she does for her children is she protects them. She will do all that she can to protect them. The other day there was a video that went viral, if you saw it on TV, where there was a mother stork crane, I guess, it kind of looked similar, I guess. A mother crane, all of a sudden you see this alligator walking near where her nest and her babies are. And the mother crane has her wings spread out and she's kind of just shielding the nest that's over here behind her. And she's just kind of walking with that alligator, keeping the alligator walking that way away from her children. Amen? And that is a representation of a mother. A mother will protect her child. She will watch over her young in any way that she can. It's represented not only in the human race, it's even there in the animal race. That's not even the right way to say it, but in the animal kingdom. Amen? Chickens will ride her chick. Come on, Pastor, what's wrong with you? Talk clearly. A mother hen will not ride her chicks. Will hide her chicks under her wings. Amen? She'll hide her little brood. Another thing that a mother is known for is that she will comfort her children. When that little child bumps, falls down and gets a scrape, it's mother that is there to kiss it and make it feel better. Amen? Or she's the one that's pouring the burning alcohol on it to clean it off to eventually put a nice Band-Aid on it. But a mother is there to comfort her child. When the child comes home from school, being hurt by a friend or being bullied by someone, it's the mother that brings a comfort to that hurting child like no one else can. Amen? So they clothe, they feed, they protect, they comfort, they also guide. A mother helps to guide her child, to instruct that child in the way that he or she should go. That mother has in her heart, in her heart of hearts, to help to guide that child in the right way. Amen? Their prayers are for that child to succeed, for that child to have that best that they desire, to be successful in their lives, and to one day return and say thank you to her. But a mother guides. Another thing a mother does is disciplines. A mother will discipline her children. Now, sometimes the actual spanking belongs to the husband, depending how the family is so decided. Sometimes it's the husband that spanks, sometimes it's the mother, sometimes both. Amen? But a mother will discipline her children in a way to help guide and steer that child away from danger or from things that will hurt their lives. A mother disciplines her children. And lastly, a mother loves. A mother truly loves her children. And boy, does she have a love for her child. It doesn't matter how bad the day has gone, they're ready to drop everything to express love to their child. Now, we're living in a world sometimes where these things about a mother maybe weren't perfect from maybe your mother. But we all know that in their heart of hearts, they really did care. We've all made mistakes in bringing up our children. Amen? No mother has been perfect, nor has any father. But a mother has in her heart something for her children that she desires their very best. And that very heart element of a mother is expressed in how God does these things for us. In the same way that a mother clothes her children, the Bible says that God clothes us with righteousness. God has provided a covering for you and me to be righteous forever in His sight, to be saved. And that was through His only Son, Jesus Christ. The Bible says that He has clothed us or robed us with righteousness in Isaiah 61, verse 10. The Scripture shows us that His Word is food. Amen? And from the Word, He feeds us, just like a mother is quick to feed her child. The Bible says that the Lord will protect us with His strong right hand. In Isaiah 41, verse 10, He will protect us, amen, shield us from the wickedness of this world, from the enemy out there. We run to Him, He will protect us just like a mother. The Scripture says that He will comfort us in all of our troubles in 2 Corinthians 1, verse 4. The Lord is a comforter. And it's amazing how God made our mothers to be that same way. Like our mothers were guides, He guides us into all truth, it says in John 16:33. God will guide you. Amen. We don't know where to go. We don't know which way to turn. Boy, it's easy to go call on our mom. Amen. I remember when I was a young teenager and I was going through a pretty rough time. We had a freezer there in between the sink and the rest of the cupboards. And I would sit on that freezer. And I'd be there talking to my mom. I'd just be there talking to her about everything. When I was having a hard time, I'd be telling her all about it. And she would be there trying to help me as best she could. Amen? One time I was going through such a hard time, she didn't even know what to say. But boy, just to be able to tell her about it, it was comforting for me. Amen? He guides into all truth. He also disciplines us. The Bible says that He disciplines those that He loves in Hebrews 12, verse 5 through 6. He disciplines those that He loves. When we truly love someone, like a mother loves her children, she will discipline her child if she sees that he's going the wrong way. We'll take care of it, amen? With hopes that that child is going to be steered in the right direction. It's because of love, amen? And if God is love, as the Scripture says, when we're kind of going wayward and we're making mistakes, God is going to be faithful to discipline us, huh? Sometimes it's just a strong word to say, hey, stop. Amen? Sometimes it gets down to where He has to spank us spiritually. Amen? But He loves us enough to correct us when we're going wrong or we're making the wrong decisions. But then lastly, God loves us with salvation. And it's amazing to think on a Mother's Day like this, how the beauty of God is represented in our mothers. Our mothers represent the love of God for us. And that's why I want to encourage you, those of you that are mothers, remember that the way that you express your love to your children, they're going to remember that for the rest of their lives. All of the things that they grow up with, they're going to grow tired of. But it's the love that you express to them that they're going to remember forever. That you're there for them. That you encourage them. That you help to steer their lives. And whenever they begin to grow old and try to make their own decisions, and you begin to see them maybe going a little bit off the mark, maybe a way that you wouldn't have hoped, God will use your love to bring them back. Amen? Hang in there. You keep on praying. There is nothing more powerful than that you can do for your child, your children, than to pray for them. When they're at the point in their lives when they're making their decisions and they don't want your help for a season, you keep on praying for them and God will be faithful to help to steer their lives. Amen? God is going to be faithful with your children. But I want to encourage you, mothers here, to keep hanging in there and praying. For those of you that have an elderly mother, maybe you have a mother that's distant, maybe they live out of state and you're in another state now, make the time to give her a phone call, to send her a letter. Not just a card that says it has its own statement on it. Leave the statement there, but put your own words on it. Amen? Saying your heart to your mother. Let her know your heart let her know your heart for her. And she will appreciate that like nothing else will. It's Mother's Day, and we appreciate you. Amen? It's not always easy. It's not always easy being a mother. I think the hardest time is from the teenage years into their young adult years, because that's when they're trying to find themselves. They're trying to flap their own wings. They're trying to get out of the nest. And it can be very difficult in those years. But just hang in there, because somewhere along the line, they're going to come to themselves and they're going to realize, man, I miss my mom. When I went to Pennsylvania, I was like, boy, I wish I was at home eating my mom's cooking. Amen? When you're at home, sometimes we take things for granted. But then it just takes a little bit of being away. It takes a season, and then all of a sudden, there's that appreciation. Amen? And you keep on praying. You keep on loving. You keep on being there. And you keep on doing the right thing, and they will appreciate it. Amen? Amen. And one day, they're going to come around. They're going to say, I call you blessed. And so, thank God for our mothers. Amen? I thank God for my mother. She came to church today. I thank God for my wife and for the mother that she is for my children. I thank God for all of you, all the mothers that are here. You are all a blessing even to my life. Amen? And so it's Mother's Day, and we want to celebrate you. We truly appreciate you. And so thank you for your laid down life, really. It's a sacrifice. It's not always easy to be there and to clothe and to guide and protect and to do all those things. But we know that you love us. Amen? Amen. So let's go ahead and stand.